This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to garner support for their candidates, with only one day left for campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Gumla and Bukaro in the state today. He reiterated that the BJP-led NDA government is committed to the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He emphasized that by following this path, both Jharkhand and India will witness significant development. Mr. Modi criticized the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, and Congress, stating that their intentions are not aligned with the state's progress. Mr. Modi also held a mega roadshow in Ranchi this evening. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Mr. Soren accused the BJP of misusing the central agencies against him. He stated that the people of Jharkhand are watching these actions closely and will give a strong response to the BJP in the upcoming elections. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi refuted Chief Minister Soren's allegations, asserting that the central agencies were simply carrying out their duties. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections is in full swing. Leaders from various political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state to address key issues and secure voters' support. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies in Jalgaon, Malkapur and Buldhana today. He alleged that the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi coalition is making false promises. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari held meetings in Nagpur and Yavatmal. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of the Mahavikas Aghadi candidates in Dharashiv, Ahmednagar and Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray held public meeting in Sholapur. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building program from tomorrow to the 16th of November in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from eight countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. Russia and Ukraine exchanged record numbers of drone strikes overnight. Moscow launched a total of 145 drones last night, the most ever in a single nighttime attack of the war. Ukraine fired an unprecedented 34 drones towards Moscow region today. It is the biggest drone strike on the Russian capital since the start of the war in 2022, forcing flights to be diverted from three of the city's major airports and injuring at least one person. However, no major damage was reported. The drone attack comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into a law a treaty on the country's strategic partnership with North Korea, which includes a mutual defense provision. The Canadian police have made another arrest in connection with the violent altercation during a protest at a Hindu temple in Brampton on the 3rd of this month. The violence erupted during a demonstration at a temple on the Gore Road, escalating into physical assaults between opposing protesters. A special investigative team has been formed to probe the incidents. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second T20 match of the four-match series at St. George's Park in South Africa this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. The visitors are hoping to continue their excellent form in the shortest format. In the series opener on Friday, India had defeated the host by 61 runs. South Africa failed to chase down the target set by India. After being asked to bat first, India posted a total of 202/8 in their 20 overs. In response, Proteas were restricted to just 141 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.